You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Hey, thanks for spending your Friday morning with the Dom and Jeremy show here at Denver's Mix 100, where it is time for a trending report. What's trending? Joe Biden, our president-elect, turned 78 today. So Jeremy, in a couple of months when he takes office, he will officially become the oldest president in our nation's history.
I saw that.
Slipping past old Ronnie Reagan, who was 77 when he left office.
So he'll be like 82, 83?
He'll be, during the election in 4 years, he'll be 81. And then, yeah, he'll turn 82 right after that.
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh.
Dang. In-N-Out Burger fans, now, full disclosure, I've been on the show many times talking about how it's the most overrated burger franchise in America, which gets me all sorts of hate mail. But those of you who are big, big fans, big day for you in Colorado. Two of them opening in Colorado today. Hooray!
Ho-ho! Cheeseburger!
One is in Aurora. It's over at about Alameda and 225. That'll open today, and then the other one's down in the Springs, but never fear, more are coming soon.
It's going to be busy.
One in Lone Tree, one in Lakewood. Those will be coming, but the Aurora one will open today. Jeremy, they're talking about how they'll have the drive-through still open after 10 p.m. I think it's like 1 p.m. or something.
Sweet.
What do you think the traffic's going to be like around that thing today?
It's going to be packed.
With all the former Californians, you know, getting in line.
I had In-N-Out Burger, been a year and a half, 2 years ago in San Diego for the first time.
Yeah.
It was fine. The problem is like we got it, and then we drove a few miles away to get back to the hotel. We got into the hotel, got the kids situated, and then we ate it. So it was kind of like I didn't get the full experience of it.
It would have tasted exactly the same.
Would it have? I want to get one fresh and see how it is.
No, it would have tasted exactly the same.
The fries got a little squishy.
You're a little squishy. What else do I have for you? This one is just kind of a silly story, but I like it. It's coming out of Germany where I guess there was a reckless driver incident over there, and the only witnesses they really had to it were some six-year-olds who saw it all.
Mm-hmm.
So the police thought, well, what the hell? We'll have the six-year-olds do drawings so that we can hopefully try to catch this person. And it is the funniest thing you've ever seen. Have you, you know what your 5 and 6 year olds' pictures of art on your refrigerator look like?
Right.
That's what they are. And they're police sketches.
I've seen some funny memes of this where they actually took the police sketch that the kids drew and they found like a stock image of police handcuffing somebody and superimposed that image over it. Like they actually found the guy that looked like those drawings. And it's pretty darn funny.
It's like one of my favorite stories of the week.
It's
I meant to talk about it yesterday, but I was like,
yeah, it's cute.
Anyway, so that's
get him.
And then the only other thing, I've seen some people post on Facebook this thing that's like called the Secret Sister Gift Exchange. Like, hey, I'm going to be part of the Secret Sister Gift Exchange. You should do it too. The Better Business Bureau says, hello, it is a scam.
Oh, no.
It's an illegal pyramid scheme in holiday wrapping. So if your friends get suckered into it, you should probably reach out to them and say, that's a scam.
Lisa, that's a scam.
Yeah, so be on the lookout for Secret Sister. It's
a no good.
It's a bogus. What else is going on?
Here's one under everyone to do that has a dog right now. I'm going to do a dog story here in just a few minutes and involve some audio that has been made just for dogs. So this gives you a second to grab your dogs, pull them over to the speaker, and get them situated. Maybe get your camera out and film them, and you can send us the video if you want of your dogs reacting to this new Christmas music that's made just for dogs. So we'll do that in just a couple minutes, so get ready for that. First things first, though, here's your crap on celebrities. Justin Bieber has a bone to pick with Google, Dom. He doesn't like the pictures that come up when you do a Google image search for him. He says they're not good pictures. They say the ones that come up right off the bat are from an event back in January where he was actually battling Lyme disease, which is horrible, yes, and he looks disheveled. And he says, you know, out of everything I've done, there's bazillions of pictures of me. Why does Google have these horrible pictures of me pop up right when you do a search for me?
So does he think it's a conspiracy by Google to harm his image?
Well, Google is against him, apparently. Come on, Google, what are you doing, man? I'm sexy.
You know, I fell for this, and I looked at his, I Google searched his image earlier this morning, and dude, there's obviously like 10,000 photos, and they really don't look that different from each other.
I feel like he looks disheveled in kind of every picture.
I'm going to pull up a Google search of your image right now and see what pops up.
Yeah, who knows? I'm surprised Bieber could pronounce disheveled. Yo, disheveled. Yo, girl, these pictures are not good. I look disheveled.
The very first one that pops up for you is a very posed radio photo.
There you go. Oh, is that our ones that we did? Yeah, it's the ones we took here at the station, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Barf. Yuck. Here's some good news coming out of the coronavirus.
You look disheveled.
Yo, disheveled, bro.
Sorry. Okay, go ahead.
Punxsutawney, Pennsylvania, they've canceled their annual ceremony for Groundhog Day next year. It's ridiculous anyway. They say they're still going to hold the event, but with no crowd, so you're only going to be able to watch it online, virtually. You get to Zoom with the groundhog.
Mm.
Meh. Meh.
Yeah, that's fine. You said you want to go to one of these sometime.
Yeah, they are ridiculous, but I would like to see the fanfare and just, man, talk about some epic people watching, probably, descending on that little town.
It's always kind of funny to see drunk people at 6 a.m.
Yes, yelling at a groundhog. Ton of people still willing to get on a cruise ship right now. Royal Caribbean has about 100,000 people ready to volunteer to take their offer to take a free cruise, testing out their new coronavirus safety measures. So people are like, ooh, 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 get me out of here. Get me on a cruise ship. Test out whatever you want on me. Just get me out of town. That's pretty cool.
And why not? I mean, if you're tested before you get on, and so nobody who gets on has the Rona.
Yeah, then why not?
Then it's
not?
Just a free cruise.
Is it free? Yeah, I didn't dig really if it's
I don't know.
Free.
Is it not free?
I don't know. All right, I hope you guys have your dogs ready. A British pet food company called Tails. Get it? They use scientific research and little doggy focus groups, I guess, to put together a Christmas song that's specifically made just to appeal to our pooches. And from what I'm reading from this story, Dom, they recorded it at Abbey Road.
Really?
Where the monkeys performed. So,
do the dogs walk across the street?
All slow, yeah. So here's what I'm going to do. I have about 30 seconds of it. I would love it if you filmed your dog listening to this, and if they get some sort of reaction, send it to us. But here you go. Enjoy.
Sit. Sit.
Oh, good girl.
Who's this? Who's this?
Would you like to go on walkies?
It's not bad.
Kind of like it myself.
It sounds like Nicole when I do the dishes and stuff. Oh, good boy. And I'm like, you're welcome. I did the dishes myself. Oh, I hope your pooches enjoyed that. Do I want to tell you anything else? Oh, real quick, here's your Fat America. Let me scroll down. Kellogg's, they're going to be selling Fruit Loops candy canes for the first time this holiday season.
Okay.
I love me some Fruit Loops. I'd eat
you're
that.
Fruit
Loop. In my mouth. All right, clickbait me, Dom.
Clickbait.
Go to our Facebook. Search Dom and Jeremy on Facebook. I posted a link that's coming from this free photography app. Where they do like an animal photography contest every year, and it's like the funny wildlife photo contest. They had just shy of 14,000 submissions of goofy animals. The winner got like $1,000 or something. But anyway, if you want to click on the link, the pictures are pretty darn cute and pretty darn funny of all these animals.
They're really well done. It's not just that they're interesting images. The quality of them is superb.
Wicked megapixels, man. So check it out. It's on our Facebook. Search Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.